If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammy and Taryn. I'm Cammy.
And I'm Taryn. And every week we get to have a sleepover. Wait, is that right? I feel like I can't think lately.
Every night.
Every night we get to have a sleepover. But me every, and my wife.
But every week.
You get to join us.
We invite you to join. Do you say that?
Yeah, yeah. We invite you to join us. Thanks for staying up. Guys.
It sounds like we're coming back from break. We were here last week.
I know. I'm having this weird thing where I keep saying the wrong word. Like, I'm feeling really scatterbrained lately, but yeah. Babe, you've noticed this. I'll say the complete wrong word when I'm saying something. Like,
that's so normal.
No, but it's just like happening so often right now. I'm not trying to diagnose anything. I'm trying to chat with my wife.
Are you sure?
Yeah, listen
to
me.
I'm very hesitant in these moments.
No, just listen to me.
Okay.
I'm trying to say that, like, something yesterday, I was trying to say a word with an O, and I was like, "Will you hand me the onion?"
Okay, can I?
But it wasn't.
Can
that.
I share my diagnosis? It has nothing to do with health.
You think I'm just like my mental? I'm not there.
No, you're all there. But I have noticed you'll say something and it's something else you're also thinking of.
Oh,
like you'll be like about. You'll be looking at something, or you'll be like, I can tell you're holding something in your head. And you're like putting a little like pin in it for later. Like it's one of those moments where your brain is doing multiple things
at once.
And the words that come out are the thing that it's thinking about, but not trying to share yet.
That must be my DJ habits.
Is that it?
Taryn? I'm queuing things up.
Taryn got a, like, what is it even called?
A DJ controller, babe. You're not going to be my hype man and not know the words.
I didn't know if it was a table. I thought it was a table.
Maybe it's a control. Mine is just, it controls. It's just remotes for the app.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. So she got a little remote control DJ table.
Not remote control. No.
She's playing video games that make music.
No, I got a like Pioneer DDJ something.
Taryn's going to become a DJ.
Taryn's
having a midlife crisis.
I don't want to become a DJ. All I want is to be able to flawlessly go from one song to the next. When a playlist is going.
I do that on Spotify with the auto fade.
But it's not the same vibe. It's not true. The same BPM.
But you could just make a playlist on Spotify and line those up perfectly and then fade them.
Still isn't right.
You want like the crossfade.
I want the crossfade. I want
the
moment.
The whole thing.
I want when people, like we have a couple friends over.
Mm-hmm.
Or not a couple, because that's awkward if I'm like DJing in the corner.
It's giving like playing guitar. Serenading to people who are not asking for it.
I just want to be able to be like a vibe bringer in music.
Yeah.
Not a vibe taker.
Okay. I get that, babe. It makes sense.
I'm not good, but I'm going to get there.
It's going to take practice.
So I'm taking a class, you guys. PB's, I bought a course.
So fucking cute. And apparently DJs do stuff. We weren't sure. Going into this, weren't sure.
Yeah. But they also don't. Like
it depends. They can and they can't. It depends what kind of DJ.
There's a lot of knob turning that is not doing anything.
Yeah. Now every time I watch it, I'm like, you're clicking stuff to look cool.
Well, just because I told you that my one DJ girl that I love was clicking that.
I've been watching people and nothing will be happening in them. I've been doing my own research. Well, if I'm going to be a hype woman, I need to know what's happening.
Yeah.
Because people are going to ask me.
Fair.
And they'll be like, what's the tea? Yeah. Is she doing stuff? And I'm going to be like, look at that. She's doing this. Isn't that clickety clacking? She's just vibing.
So anyway, I'm going to be a worldwide DJ soon.
I can't wait. Hi, Paris Hilton.
Were you just touching my hair because it's so perfect and new and pristine?
Yes. And also there was a fuzzy in it.
Cam just reached over and touched my hair. If you're watching on video, I did just get a haircut.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love her.
With her haircut. She found the best hairstylist to cut her hair.
However.
Gets it. However what?
When I get it cut, they style it because they blow dry it. And I'm not a blower girl. What's that called? Blowout.
You're not a blowout girl.
I don't like a blowout.
You don't like a blowout.
I look like high school me. When my hair is blown out, it reminds
me
of...
You like your hair natural texture.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does this remind you of?
Just like acrylic nails trying to be cute in high school.
I get that. I get
Juicy tracksuit.
Oof.
That.
Yikes.
Trying to make my boobs look littler than they were.
Oh, wow. You know? Opposite experience to most.
I know. I'm still trying to do it to this day. Doesn't work.
Two Victoria's Secret push-up bras.
You'd wear two?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
But I did wear, I did get the bombshell. But I quickly learned when I was a kid, I wanted.
Was the bombshell like the original push-up?
Yeah, it was like the thick
That's
ass
when they
thing.
Came out
And it
with
like
that.
Had the padding just under. So it like,
yeah.
It would just push the girls together. Even if you had just little like mosquito bites.
That's all you were trying to do is push girls together, weren't you?
Always. You know, it's mission my whole life. Still trying to do it. But I did quickly learn as a kid that big boobs did not look good on me.
How?
Just like seeing it, if I had any time my boobs look bigger, like even on my period, I'm like, I don't look right. I'm not meant to have these. They don't look cute and like, oh, she's got nice tits. It's like weird.
I love the size of your boobs.
Thank you.
I really think they're perfect.
That's very nice.
We all know this. Every day struggle for me. Every day I look down and see the sandbags and I wonder.
They're so beautiful, but I get that they're breaking your back. I do feel
look at me.
For you.
Look at, if you're watching on video, look at my
always hunched.
Huncher duncher.
Well, you have to wear like really intense sports bras to like pull them up. Oh, I did see this thing Taylor Swift wore it when she was performing or practicing, rehearsing. No, but it's like a performance bra.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I think it's supposed to like give you good posture and stuff. And
I'm down
I saw
for
it
that.
On TikTok. Maybe that could be something. That would work for you because I feel like you are just wearing these like tight, it's almost like a binder, these like very tight sports bras that cannot be comfy or good for you.
It's not comfy. Also, when I'm generally more inflamed,
inflammation,
I feel very like everything feels bigger, especially my boobs. Like right now my period's about to start and my boobs are the first thing I notice that I'm going to start my period. I'm like, these things are double the size
tender.
Right now. Tender girlies.
Yeah.
Tender tootsies.
Yes, tender tootsies. How's the beginning of your year been? Because I feel like we went into this year, guns blazing, totally like, we had a very healthy mindset with it. We weren't like, oh, new year, new me. But we like did think about what we wanted to change. I feel like we went in really well. And then I feel like you've had a few setbacks and your mindset has been rattled.
Setback? Was that a personal attack by using setback? I threw my back out last week, which we already talked about.
What?
Yeah, here's where I'm at. I feel like I've talked about this on the pod before, so peepees, you've heard this. But I hate the feeling of energy that is so exciting, but it's going has nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And that's how this has felt because I threw my back out.
Yeah,
I'm very
been able to do what you want to do.
And not even like what I want to do. I haven't been able to like pain-free do normal, like going to the grocery store. I love going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's on my list for today. And I'm like not wanting to
go. Don't think I should do it.
I'm just not wanting it. So I'm feeling a little bit like, in no time, I'll feel better.
Stuck.
I'm feeling a little stuck, which is a bummer. But at my core, since my cards are going well, like I have my little card design situation that I'm working on.
Looking so good. I can't wait for everyone to see them.
They're going so well. And that has been a really cool to have a creative project that's my thing that's going well is like keeping me going.
Yeah. And there's being energy input and energy output in it.
Yeah.
It's flowing.
Yeah.
She's flowing.
And I start my new gig on Monday, which will be really nice.
Yeah. And you're supposed to start it today, but you get a whole nother week. So that's thrilling.
Yeah, so I'm feeling a little like it it's hasn't started yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. How about you?
Yeah, but I actually think that's really good. Like, I've been seeing a lot of videos about how we kind of pick the wrong time for this whole like new year start. And I get it. It's a fresh start. It is the calendar like
literally
new year.
Winter, you mean, is a bad time for it?
Yeah, because we are in the middle of winter. Like, this is the time where you're kind of supposed to like rest and like be inward focused. And it's not supposed to be this gung-ho of like, I'm going to start waking up at 6 a.m. and working out and eating this and like all this intensity.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've been wanting that though. Like, I've been ready for a change. So I have that intent, but I also in my head, I'm more of like, it's okay if it doesn't all happen now. This is my planning phase.
Yeah.
And having that mentality. Cooking. Yeah.
Let her cook.
Let her cook. It's felt so good and healthy for me. Like, I'm also coming off my period. So I'm in my, like, I'm coming up on my high.
She's
and I feel really
near manic.
Yeah. I'm a little bit manic right now. Maybe. I don't know. But I feel really good. And I have for a few weeks, like going into the new year. I think with us purging our whole house,
that was
the week between Christmas and New Year. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
And I still want to do more. But like having that done has made me feel so good. And I'm like feeling a little kooky on keeping it all put together. Mm-hmm. I'm like immediately if something's out, it's getting cleaned up. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm like getting into my routine, getting into my schedule and the planning phase. And then come probably like March, April, I'm going to be like,
she's running,
going,
yeah,
hitting it hard.
I love that for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. I aspire for that for me. And I think I'll get there.
Yeah, you will.
I assume in the next week, my back is going to be like,
yeah,
we're over this and it's going to wake up.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, your little eyes are so pretty today.
Thank you.
They look like the guy's eyes that I showed you on my Instagram, the little NFL boy.
Beautiful.
You are beautiful too. You're more beautiful than him.
You are beautiful. He is gorgeous.
How does it? No, but how does it make you feel that I feel you are
more beautiful
than that NFL man?
You know,
be honest.
I would hope you would, though. I'd be worried if you're like, he's prettier than you. That would bother me.
Yeah. Do you think that I think anyone's prettier than you?
Yes, I do.
I don't know that I do.
You do.
I don't. I can't think of a person that I think is prettier.
We saw Margot Robbie accept an award at the Golden Globes.
I don't know that she's prettier, but she's just fucking nutty.
Honey, you don't know if she's prettier.
She's not prettier than you. She's
different. I don't appreciate lying.
And it's different.
Okay.
Margot Robbie.
She's different in the sense that she's just better than, but I.
Okay.
Like, let's not be silly.
Okay. Is Margot Robbie prettier than me?
Stop.
See,
it.
It's really hard to say like point blank because it's not. Weird.
She's prettier than everyone. Let's just accept
that.
That's
fair. That's fair.
She just is.
Something about her is like, she literally to me is Barbie now.
Yeah,
like
me
I'm
too.
Like, I'm like, you're perfect. Like you're the what the perfect person.
Yeah.
Quote unquote should look like.
Yeah.
But then also
she's really smart and cool too.
Yeah.
Like she's just like kind of a little. I'm happy thinking like you're an alien.
100%.
Like you are not
us.
I can't
we're
say you're better than because you're just, it's like apples and oranges. Like it's
100%.
Not even, it's like bread and a grain of rice. Whoa. Like it's like they're Whoa. Different.
Who's she, bread or rice?
It's comparing a
Who is
tree
she?
To a dog. No, it's got to be even different.
Who
she's
is
everything.
She? Is she bread or
she's
rice?
She's like, she's bread. Bread's
no,
amazing.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that. I don't want to be rice to her bread.
Well,
we
I
have
think
to be
rice
better.
And bread are too similar.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. I have no comparison. She's just otherworldly.
I just look at her and I think nothing at all. I think like a sonnet. I don't know what a sonnet is technically, but I imagine a sonnet begins to play and things are turned. And it's just like if I saw her in person, if we saw her in person, I think we wouldn't talk for a week.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just be like. It'd be like seeing a UFO.
Yeah. I'd be like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
And then like,
she's
Who Let
different.
The Dogs Out would play. Like, you know, some kind of fun song.
I'm so confused by your brain right now. And I normally really follow your brain quite well.
I was just, I was
who
like, what's a sonnet? And then I couldn't think of a sonnet.
So Who Let the Dogs Out came out? That's like the closest thing to a beautiful limerick. Who Let the Dogs Out?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was just feeling stuff. That's kind of like how I felt when we made pasta for the first time the other night. and it
I felt otherworldly. I felt Margot Robbie in that moment. That's probably what she feels like when she walks.
How we were making pasta is how she feels.
Guys,
when she
we
just
made
wakes up.
Homemade motherfucking pasta.
Didn't even know
we
you
got
could
a
do
little
it, really.
Oh, I also have to admit something to you. You know how I say a lot of things wrong?
Yeah.
I think I just like don't hear things right. I don't know what it is. So, you know, like we got a stand mixer.
Have you been calling it a stand mixer?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Stand mixer.
I do feel like I've heard you say
no
that.
No one
now.
Says stand mixer. You say stand mixer.
Am I sitting down? Am I sitting down?
Yeah.
If I were to not be sitting down, I would be
standing. D. Stand. The D is clear.
It's a stand mixer. Mixer. Stand mixer.
I'd say stand. There'd be the D. Everyone goes stand mixer. Stand mixer. So I was like, okay, it's called stand. Like it's stand mixer. Anyways, we got a stand mixer for Christmas.
Wait, I want to admit something to you.
Oh no. Fuck. Go ahead.
You've admitted something to me and I'd like to admit something to you.
But why do I feel like it's not going to be about you and it's going to be about picking on me somehow? No, just go.
It's
just
not go. Picking
just
on you.
Just do it. Yeah, we have different definitions of picking. Just do it.
Okay.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Yesterday when we were at the grocery store, do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
I had a small win. The littlest win. And I haven't let it go because you...
Oh, you found the Worcestershire sauce? You said it's over by the hot sauce. And I was like,
I said,
not a hot sauce.
By the barbecue. And you said, it's not barbecue sauce. And
well,
I said,
I
but
it,
it would
like,
be by the barbecue sauce. And you said, it's not.
Okay, congrats. You go to a grocery store all the time. I hate grocery stores. You knew where something was. Freaking brat. What? Her little victory is that it is in the aisle. Yeah, you were being a brat at the grocery store yesterday, too. You know what's really weird about our periods getting not synced?
Wait, let me finish that.
No, I don't want you to. You can't finish it, so we're going to move on.
When I found the Worcestershire sauce, I felt...
This fucking bitch.
I felt the craziest feeling of like, oh, I was right.
Taryn is a terror the days before her period, and she doesn't even know it.
I didn't even
she
say it. A true terror, I would have been saying.
No, you
it.
Were being a brat at the grocery store.
I wasn't.
And normally, we're like, I'm kind of on my period, too, so I'm like, I'm not seeing things clearly.
Don't act like you're not medieval.
Medieval.
I meant evil.
Medieval.
You're evil
I'm like
on your
jousting
period.
On my period.
You're evil on your period.
I know. Too. However... However, I've also been much better because I'm medicated you now. However, normally we're like close on our periods. So I'm like, I doubt myself. I doubt my judgment. I'm yeah. like, no, she's not being a brat. I'm just have like not a good level of patience right now. But now that I'm on like my high after period
You're
where like nothing can faze
delusion.
Me, I see you being a brat for nothing. And I'm like, oh my God, she's a fucking brat on her period. I wasn't delusional all this time. But it is nice because it's so good when we're separate a little bit on our periods. Like, they're not so lined up. Because then I'm like, I'm on my high. You can't ruin that for me. So I let you be a brat. And then whenever I'm being a brat, you're not on your period. So you let it go too, which is nice.
I'm quickly looking up Worcestershire sauce.
Like, how to pronounce it? Because we
oh,
both.
Oh, my God, honey.
I also didn't want to ask him where it was.
I know why I knew that it would be by the barbecue sauce.
Why?
I just realized.
Tell me.
A1 sauce is Worcester.
It is?
Has Worcester or whatever.
I hate
what is the
A1
word
sauce.
I love
and you
A1.
You love it.
I used to hate it.
It grosses me out.
I
don't
that's
even,
how I know.
You know what? I don't even think I know what A1 sauce is like. A1. In my head, I hate it because I just think about putting it on steak. I hate when people have like a... Like a saucy steak.
Ooh. Someone said, like, is A1 basically just the same as Worcestershire sauce?
Is it? What is in Worcestershire sauce? Worcestershire sauce.
It sounds like where Ollie would be from in Saltburn.
Yeah.
I'm from Worcestershire sauce. A1 is a thick, tangy steak sauce with a flavor profile that includes sweet, sour, and savory malts. On the other hand.
I don't like that sweet and sour.
Yeah. I mean, if I were to hear what Worcestershire sauce is, I would hate it. Worcestershire sauce is a thin fermented liquid condiment with a complex flavor profile that includes tangy, savory, and slightly
sweet. But
it's
one of those things that it's like not to be had on its own.
No. What condiment is to be had on its own?
Like, I mean, ketchup is super good.
You just licking it?
No, I'm not licking it, but like it's really good.
I mean, ketchup is super
we're
good.
We're like butter. Butter on bread is like, oh my God, love it.
Just I could like, put Worcestershire sauce on some bread and eat it.
Yeah, but the bread changes it. Like if you just have like a dab of it on its own,
following.
Well, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Let's move on.
I just want you to know that it took everything in me to not say something in my rage in the store.
Yeah.
And I do think that it is worth you telling me that that was.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm not giving you props for not being a brat.
You were being a brat about the Worcester in the store.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Well, fair.
I looked. I couldn't find it. And you're like, you so really were like, it's over there. And no, I was like, I don't think it's over by the barbecue. And you're like, it is.
No, this is not right. This is not right. What's happening here today on episode 45 is literally not right.
The weather's finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to summer dresses and skirts. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, of course. Luckily, I found Kints, and I've been loving the cotton cashmere rib sleeveless midi dress and the 100% washable silk skirt for a while now. I get endless compliments on it, and it's been really easy to dress up and dress down. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And the best part of all is Kints items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. As well as this, Kints only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know I love and care about. Get warm weather ready with Kints. Go to kints.com/stayingup for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's QUINCE.com/stayingup to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Kints.com/stayingup.
Hi, y'all. I'm Kinsey, and I'm the host of House Guest Podcast. I am a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. We talk all about life, relationships, and navigating your 20s. I'd like to say I'm multifaceted. I'm either waking up at 4 a.m. in the sauna tending to my garden or closing at the bars until 2 a.m. You just never know what you're going to get. It's either me at home in my house in Texas that I spend way too much time in, or in the studio with some pretty cool guests. You can follow us at The House Guest Pod and listen or watch all new episodes every Thursday wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube.
Hi.
Hey.
And hello. I'm Ryan Christina.
And I'm Paloma.
Along with our co-host Sierra Schulte, who is on maternity leave, we are 20 Whatever, a podcast about navigating your 20s with friends through different phases of life.
Join us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. PST, for comfy chats on the couch where we hope you leave feeling seen, heard, and held.
You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get podcasts.
Make sure to tune in on Wednesdays for all new 20 Whatever episodes. Thanks for listening.
Go on. I'm going to put you on my out list. Should we start our ins and outs?
Let's do it.
Cammy, out. Okay, so ins and outs list. This is the thing everybody's doing the last couple of years. They say things that are in for 2024, out for 2024.
Yeah.
My list is long.
Before we even do this list, I do want to say something that should just be out is like the unsolicited advice. Like the in and out is like what's in and out for me.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be other people. I am so sick of the internet being like, you can't wear this, you can't do this, this is not cool anymore. Like, let's embrace doing what we like and what we want to do, and it doesn't matter. It's not like, oh, you can't wear this, you can't style your hair this way. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of people talking about how they're realizing that like lash extensions aren't that cute, and then people freaking out in the comments. It's like somebody sharing their opinion is their opinion. Let's accept that.
Yep.
We don't need to get mad if you like it, you like it. But then also don't tell people what they like.
It's so incredible.
These are our lists.
These are our lists. It's incredible that like this lash extension shit is hitting your world. And I've never even heard of it. I could be wearing like six kinds of lashes on top of each other and I would never know.
But you wouldn't.
You wouldn't let me out.
You would never do it.
You would also never let me out.
No, I wouldn't. But also you just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and last thing I want to say on that is that Worcester sauce is by the barbecue sauce. Okay. Do you want to rally through all of your ins and all, well, and then my ins, or do you want to go back and forth?
Let's go back and forth with our ins, because I bet we'll have repeats too.
Okay, if we have similar ones, we agree.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Go ahead.
My first in is calling just to say hi and not catch up.
Oh.
I'm talking so in is a 5 to 10 second phone call.
Hey, just thinking about you.
Hi,
oh my
thinking
God,
about
great.
You. Love you. Having a good day. Love you too. Bye.
I love when you and your mom do that.
Same.
It's so nice because it's like, oh, I got to talk to you. I got to hear your voice. I could tell you the one thing about today.
Yep.
It's so, I hate catching up. And that is what stalls me from calling my mom or dad, because I love catching up with them. I'll love a 2-hour phone call, but I don't always have time for it.
Yeah.
So then I'll be like, oh, I can't call them now. And then too many days go by, and then there's more stuff to catch up on, and then it's crippling.
You want to hear a secret of how to do it?
How?
The second they pick up, you go, hi, just had 30 seconds. Wanted to say hi and I love you.
That doesn't work. That would work with my dad for sure. My mom, no, I've done
it. Try it with your dad. I understand it might not work with everyone.
Yeah.
But for the people that you know, your mom's a talker. Your mom's going to talk no matter what. You get her started, she'll go.
Yeah.
We try to say bye 30 times when we're on the phone with your mom. Totally. She goes. And that's great.
But because I don't talk to her enough, so she has too much to fill me in on.
100%.
Yeah.
So you got to work your way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's definitely in for me. And not just family, friends.
Yeah.
Call a friend and just be like, dude, hey, I was just thinking about you. I love you.
Yeah. I do that pretty well via text with a few of my friends. That'll be like, hey, how's your day going? And then like we don't keep the convo going, or we will, but like hours will go by before one of us responds, and it's not weird. Cool. And I like those.
That's an in.
I agree. One of my ins is working out.
Bubs.
I feel like I'm in a really good place where I can get into a nice little workout routine and it be super healthy.
Yeah.
And not doing the same workout routine all the time. Like I just kind of want to mix it up. I want to not even like think of it as a workout. Just think of it as like, this is my get out of the house. This is my, I just want it to be
something to do.
Yeah. I want to working out's on the list.
Good in. Another one of my ins for this year is trying hard. This year, I'm trying hard. I've said this multiple times. Try hard. I'm a try hard. I am going to be the person that goes out of my way.
I love that.
I've always loved that quote that's like, go the extra mile, it's never crowded.
Oh, you know
that whole thing? No, yeah. No. Oh, it's so cute. That's go the really extra cute. Mile, it's never crowded.
That's really cute.
And it's like, they used to say it like in elementary school to like tell you to like work extra hard, whatever. Like
not everyone
few people do it. But now when I think about it and I picture it, I really think of like, well, I guess you would just be lonely if you were the only one there. But it's just like, it really does work that way. Yeah. Everyone's doing the bare minimum. If you just work a little bit harder, mm-hmm. you're going to feel better. Yeah. And you're going to like be proud of yourself. And I want to do that this year.
I love that, babe. It's like my travel tip of like, like walk a little higher. Go out of your way. And then it's always nicer. It's always better. My next one is working from coffee shops or outside of the home.
Vibes.
I am such a homebody. Mm-hmm. I am really lucky that I can work from home, but I have realized that I'm very productive when I can kind of get out of my space, mm-hmm. not have all the other responsibilities clouding my like mind in that moment.
Yeah.
So I want to get out of the house and work a little
That's
bit
a great
more.
One. You love doing that too. I you do. Feel so much better.
I do. It's really good.
In iMessage games. Nobody plays these things.
You're loving it.
I'm loving them. iMessage games, when you're on your phone, and not like a app, like a separate app, but the ones that are literally in
the
iMessage.
Beer pong, the pool.
You can just play your friends, and it's so silly and so easy. And I'm doing it probably like twice a day right now with different friends, and it's so fun.
I did get your request out. I will return it. I just haven't had a chance.
You should try it. It's fun.
I'll try it. Cooking. Like we mentioned, we made homemade pasta the other day. That was delicious. Taryn and I really like cooking together.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like one of those things like working out. You don't want to do it. And then once you start doing it and getting in the habit, it's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
We cooked for like 2-3 hours the other day. Mm-hmm. It flew by. It was so enjoyable.
It was perfect.
I would have loved a glass of wine. We're also doing Dry January. I don't know if we've shared that. Yeah. I want to talk on that on another episode later, but I'm like reevaluating my relationship with alcohol. But it was just so pleasurable. And nice.
I put that on mine as well, but I said cooking as an activity. Like being like,
it's a hobby.
We
it's
have
the best
Sunday
hobby.
From 4 p.m. We have no plans. What should we do? Let's like cook an intricate meal. Like let's really push it.
Yeah. We had the like most perfect Saturday. And a lot of times when we're not drinking, I notice that we'll like just focus on work or like, like, I guess this is a time to be productive and not really have fun, which is so silly. Stupid. We had the most exciting weekend. Not a lick of alcohol. It was so much fun. We were so active. We saw so many people.
Yeah.
And on a Saturday, we just stayed in, cooked a meal. It's the most fulfilling hobby to have because you got to eat. Might as well have like a beautiful meal out of it.
Dude, and then you just like see it and you're like, none of this existed before me.
I was so proud.
Well, I mean, I guess like whatever. It's not like this.
It's not that bad.
Whatever.
The meal was not there.
Yeah.
We were joking because Riggy kept coming in the kitchen and like smelling the air.
So cute.
And we were dying because we were like, our dogs think the kitchen is where their food lives. Our food lives behind the front door because it always like gets delivered.
That's so bad.
So us cooking, they were probably like, oh, you're clearly making our food. You only make food in here for us.
You're making something fancy for us. So stupid.
So
cooking
stupid.
Is in.
So in.
My next one is reading stuff that I already own.
Oh, so you took it one step
I'm
further.
I'm chasing the
it.
Zeitgeist a little too much when it comes to books sometimes. Yeah. I feel like I'm like, when I'm in a reading mood, which is my favorite mood to be in.
Yeah.
Because it comes like a flashing light. You never know how long it's going to stay. I'm like, okay, what's everyone reading? What do I need to read that's like new and cool?
Yeah.
And
there's
I want
so much stuff
I look
out there
down
good.
At our bookshelf. Whoa.
You had it. You stopped yourself.
Bookshelf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I rearranged the books for anyone who hated that I put all of the spines in
it's
for
back.
The aesthetic purposes. I've rearranged them. We did compromise by taking all of the sleeves off because the hardback is so much prettier. And we will be replacing all of our paperbacks with hardbacks. Anyways, please continue.
We'll donate everything that we get rid of. But I looked down there and I just thought, man, there's so much here that I've never read and that I just want to have in my brain.
Yes. 100%.
I want to have read it. So I just need to do that. And the same kind of goes for shows. I want to like watch shows that are
same
classics.
Wavelength we're on right now.
Go for it. No, those are my ends. No,
totally agree.
Okay.
While you were talking, I was like, I also feel that about shows. I'm going to add that to the list.
Yeah.
And then you said it. Reading, 100%. I love it. I'm happy when I do it. Again, it's like cooking and working out. I fall out of those habits and forget how much they fulfill me.
Yeah.
And I really like your idea of not buying new. I have the benefit of on my Kindle, I have access to your whole library.
Yeah.
So they're all new to me because I didn't purchase them.
Yeah.
So I just shop through your little library.
That's fun.
We're both reading The Humans right now. It's really good so far. Mm-hmm. It's by the author who did The Midnight Library.
You know his name?
John something.
Matt Haig.
Matt, John, same thing.
Same thing. Literally same thing.
I was telling Taryn, it really bothers me reading on Kindle because you don't get to see the cover of the book and the name as often. So I change my Kindle settings to show it, but I still don't look at it frequently.
Yeah.
So now I never know who wrote, and oftentimes not even the title of the books. I have a hard time remembering like specific names. Proper nouns don't stick in my head at all. Names, dates, anything like that. So not getting that repetition of seeing it is frustrating to me. So I need to do something to fix that. If anyone has ideas, let me know.
More ins.
My next in is not drinking. Again, I'll go into that another time. I'm still like internalizing and processing what that means for me, but
cool.
Not drinking, not needing to drink for when you're happy, drink. When you're sad, drink. When you're celebrating, drink. When you're bored, drink. Like, there's always a reason.
Yeah.
And I want to get out of that habit.
Yeah. Your new in is not needing to drink.
Exactly.
I like that. Sunlight. I'm like, I got to get outside.
Wait.
Oh, sunlight is so in for
sunlight.
Me.
Sunlight.
It is. I'm like, it's out there. I need to eat lunch outside. I need to be outside and like, for little spurts of time.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like save my outside time for very short amounts of time.
Yeah.
Or no, for like the longer, like a big walk or a whatever. And I'm like, it's right there.
It's right there. She's
right there.
Take her in. Planning my outfits, but buying less.
Love that.
I typically don't plan an outfit until I'm like getting ready for something. And I just want to like play in my closet. I love clothes. I love putting outfits together.
You have so much
I
stuff.
Love like recreating an outfit that I see online that someone wore on Pinterest. So I want to try to not buy new things, but get inspired by like proportions or I don't know, just play in my closet. Play dress up a little bit.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Thanks.
Side salads are so in.
So
side salad is fucking so in.
Yeah. Your salad doesn't have to be a whole meal. It's not all or nothing.
It doesn't have to be a whole thought out, chunky, mm-mm. whatever. It can be a little bit of lettuce with a nice little lemon vinaigrette.
Massage that in.
Maybe a little cucumber or a little
maybe
onion.
Maybe a little onion, yeah.
Maybe tomato. But even that is becoming less of a side salad.
It's like literally just arugula.
What we made last night. Just
yeah.
a little salad, a little vinaigrette. Side salad. Done.
Side salad.
Side salads are in.
So in. Making things that are not inherently fancy. Like a luxe coffee.
Love that.
Luxe bedding. Like things that don't need to be fancy in your day to day, whether it be you're like brushing your teeth, yeah. make it fancy.
How do we how would we make brushing our teeth fancy?
Having a long routine, oil pulling, flossing, like yeah. flossing, not cute, annoying. No. No one likes to do it. Most don't.
Yeah.
Like enjoy it. Make it like a little bit luxe.
Make
like
it a thing.
Do it with a face mask on in your robe. Like just make day to day stuff really lush.
Down.
Why not?
Love that. Yeah. That's really beautiful. That reminds me of you.
Yeah.
Like I like that.
Yeah.
My next in is 3-minute chore sprints.
Oh, love.
Where I say, look, I don't want to go. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I feel like the way you talk about chores makes me think it's going to take a long time. Because a lot of chores do.
Yeah. I think in my head, I'm trying to be like, I have a lot to do. That's me like asking for help without asking for help. And
totally.
Speaking up and being clear about my thoughts and feelings is in my ends for the year. So
great. So we'll get so hopefully back be to that somehow. That. I don't know. But I'm just saying, I feel like it feels like more of a to do and it makes me not want to do it.
Totally.
When in reality, if I say, okay, I'm just going to work really fast mm-hmm. and really diligent for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I can get 80% of the stuff done and it will make you 80% happier than not.
100%.
So it's just like, I'd rather do that than mm-hmm. be like, I need to block off an hour to do something that would probably take me 3 minutes if I just sprinted.
Totally. Yeah.
So I'm on a 3-minute chore sprint.
I love that. Buying flowers every week for the house.
Love that.
Love it. We don't have a lot of plants in our home, and we would like to change that, but I just don't even know where to really start with plants.
Yeah.
But what I do know are flowers.
Yeah.
And I'm not scared to kill them because they're already dead. They are currently dying while they're in the vase, which is sad, but whatever. That's life. We're all dying.
Put us in a vase.
But yeah, throw me in a vase and call me pretty.
Aw. I'll throw you in a vase and call you pretty.
That was oddly hot. And I don't know why.
I love that. Thank you. That's really going to mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
I love flowers in the house.
Good.
Thanks. Music with no lyrics in. Big in. I'm not saying instrumental
relaxing.
Always. I'm just saying.
It could be house music.
It could be house music.
Fucking
yes.
trap music.
Anything that just doesn't have words that's going to hit me some sort of way.
Yeah.
Very in.
Yeah. It's not distracting. It's nice to have around the house. It sets yeah. the mood. I love when you like set.
I'm such a. I know.
Oh my God. I couldn't think of the word ambiance.
Yeah.
That was not coming out of my mouth.
I'm such a mood setter.
Taryn is such an ambiance creator.
Yeah.
Is what I was trying to get
at. I appreciate that.
Before I had a little mini stroke. You are so good at like the candles are lit. The mood lighting is there. The music is on. It's on the record player. We were reading and lounging on the couch on Saturday. And you put on that little like.
I found like a scene on YouTube mm-hmm. that was like is like a rainy house with like little jazz music mm-hmm. playing. And I just put it on all the speakers. It's so easy to set a mood.
But you
set the mood.
You have a talent for it.
I've got a knack.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yours?
Taking probiotics.
Vibes.
I have been taking them now for a few months. I think 3 months. My skin is better.
Your skin is fucking
I keep
glowy.
Thank you. I keep not having that like weird like sluggy bloat feeling. Mm. Like I just feel really good. And I haven't been getting, I've been doing a lot around my period, so I don't know that this is fully correlated, but my cramps haven't been as bad.
Yeah.
I had like one night of bad, not a couple days of bad this time.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling good. My body's feeling like balanced.
I'm loving that. I need to get on the probiotic game.
I have some for you, so if you want to
yeah. pick them. My next in is knowing a lot about your interests.
Love.
I love when you know that you're going to go to someone that has answers mm-hmm. to a very specific topic.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. And I have my little things that I love or whatever. I want to be able to be that
be an expert for
my stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to work on that this year where I'm going to be like, you know, if, I don't know, I can't even think of what are my interests. What's an interest of mine?
Candles.
Sure. That's actually what was there. Mm. I want to be able to tell you what to do with the candle.
But, and you do, because your issue with this is that you think the knowledge you have is common knowledge.
Yeah.
You will very quickly forget that most people don't know the things you know. So you won't realize how much of an expert you are on something already.
That's
like you'll be talking about something and whoever you're telling is like, oh my God, I had no idea. And you'll be shocked that they didn't know it.
Hmm.
So
yeah, maybe that is my problem.
You underestimate yourself a little bit, but I like the idea of you becoming more of an expert on things you love. But I think you also have to keep like you adjust your perception of what other people know mm-hmm. once you know more. You know?
That's so true. Does that make sense? Absolutely. It's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
The thing you know about, one of the things you know about really good is me.
Oh, am I an expert on you? Yeah. That's cute. Come here. I love you.
All right, keep going.
My next one is being incredibly organized.
Okay, organization is so in for me.
Organization too. So in. Yeah. And I have always loved it. I know I love it. And it's something that I'm like, when people say I'm organized, I take it as an insult.
Oh.
Like, I feel like I hear it as people are like, oh my God.
Like OCD vibes.
Yeah.
Like that.
Or like it's a problem or it like annoys other people. There is nothing more fulfilling than everything in your home and your items having a place.
Oh,
it's
my God.
So easy to stay clean.
Yeah.
Whenever you're like, oh, I have this pile of shit. I need to find a place for it. That's annoying and that takes forever. 100%. If you go, oh, I have this pile of stuff and I know exactly where it all has to go. And you just go, there it goes. It's what?
I love that your first version, the unorganized version, you called it pile of shit. And then the second version, it was just a pile of stuff. It got upgraded.
See?
Yeah.
Because when you look at it.
It went from like, it was so bad to like
it is. It's so
just some stuff that needs places.
And that's how my mind feels. I look at the stuff and yeah. I'm like, how am I gonna find a place for all these things?
Right.
We don't have any room for stuff. But I look at it and I'm like, oh, I know where these items go.
Totally.
I have to put them in their little spots, their little homes.
100%.
I love it.
And I always feel so much better and more able,
for you,
more independent.
Mm-hmm.
From like needing to ask you for things.
Yeah. Once I organize the whole house, Taryn is incredibly independent.
You're just trying to take me down on this pod.
So funny. You're like, yes. So,
whoever comments and says another Taryn can do no right is going to come right now.
No, that was hysterical, that though. Is, you're like, yeah. And then I can be more independent.
So that I have you do less. Like, why? I don't like that I make you do so much. That's true. Why are you laughing at that?
Because like why would I need to do stuff?
I'm saying because you want the house to be super nice or whatever. And it's like, I'm not good at organizing.
Yeah.
So when you organize, I can keep it organized.
Yeah.
But that's not a skill of mine to go organize for us.
No. No, that's not your forte.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I love you. You're so cute.
My next one is planning ahead is very in. I just think I don't like leaving things up to, I love to plan a hang. Next week.
Yeah.
Let's hang out next Tuesday.
Let's do it.
I want to look forward to it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then having a plan leaves room for things to happen spontaneously too.
Yeah.
It's fab.
Planning ahead is the vibe.
Budgeting.
Yeah, budgeting is in.
Budgeting's in.
Well, it needs to be in is really.
That's kind of why I wrote it. Yeah. I'm like, is it? It's not.
But it needs to be in our vocabulary.
I just wanted to remind us. Yeah. We are budgeting.
I've heard of it before.
Have you? I just learned it.
I don't know how to do it, but I know it's there.
We'll get there.
Okay. I have three more. No, I have four more.
I have three more too.
Another in for me is digesting after a meeting and sitting with the meeting or a hang or whatever. So it can be a hangout. It can be like literally a work meeting and taking notes about what I learned.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have a little eyelash.
Thank you. A Billie Eilish. Can you believe Billie Eilish was just sitting on my eye?
Okay. You love that joke.
I know. I love it. Okay. Sitting after a meeting, after a hangout.
Yeah.
Sitting with it and being like, what just happened? What are my takeaways?
The fuck just happened.
After a meeting.
Who was that person?
You use my bit. My favorite bit. Dude, that was fucking funny. But I hate when you are having like a one-on-one with your manager or something and you forget what you talked about last time. Mm. So towards the end of my tenure at my last career job, I started just having a running note of all my one-on-one notes. Mm. And it's different than just a bunch of bullet notes. It's like at the end, give yourself a little executive summary of like what that meeting was, what the vibe was, da 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 da.
Like what a therapist does after a session.
100%. That's the only reason they sound so smart. They don't remember anything.
No.
They're just like,
how's your cousin Bobby? And you're like, oh my God, you remembered Bobby.
Are you still fucking him?
He's still the best you ever had, Ben. We haven't done a cousin Bobby bit in a minute.
Because he's just part of lore now. Oh, yeah. Now it's like he's just lives.
Yeah.
He lives, loves, laughs, cousin Bobby. Okay, go ahead.
My next one is nail care.
Yeah, you love that. You always feel so much better.
Yeah, and like I've realized that I don't like my nails, but they look atrocious right now, so please don't zoom in.
Please don't zoom in. Who cares that much?
The internet's a weird
place. The feet people. The feet people.
Yeah, I'm hiding all phalanges. I feel like acrylics, you might have missed this on TikTok, but acrylics are out.
Yeah.
And like,
I've heard about that.
Yeah, people are going, I think like after whole like clean girl aesthetic, people are like, what Natty. Do we actually like from this? We just like taking care of ourselves and not needing to like cover it with certain things. Like we're taking care of our lashes so we don't have to put extensions on. Same with nails. Same with your skin. Primp more, prep less. Always been my motto. It's been my mother's motto. And I think that that's really it. Nail care is, I think nail care
prep
is like.
Prep more, primp less.
Did I say the opposite?
I kind of do think you said the opposite. I'm not sure, I could be wrong.
But thank you for the clarification. You're welcome. Or reiterating. Yeah, I think that nail care is like going to be the new wave. It was like skincare, huge. And then it moved into like full body care, like skin, not just for your face. And I think like, it was almost the industry trying to make that take off more than it is. But I think nail care will actually be the new wave. You heard it here first, folks.
Wow.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Thanks.
Okay, my last three. I'm having a very specific feeling on social media lately, which is that when I'm not engaging within it and I'm just swiping, I feel bad. When I am engaging, I feel good.
Doom
and
scrolling.
By engaging, I mean commenting, responding, hyping people up. Like in for me right now is commenting and hyping people up on their posts. Like if I'm scrolling and I see like a thing that I'm like, oh, that was fun. Like today, Panda posted something that was like a dump, and not like a trash fire dump. I meant like they posted like a swipey
dump.
Everyone
knows what a dump is. Thank you.
And on like the fifth one, it was like a guy serving on a tennis court. And I was like, that was a great serve. And I was like, I should say that.
Yeah.
And I was like, serve boy served or something.
Yeah.
And it was like,
connecting.
He's
more.
Maybe going to see it. Panda maybe. Will be like, oh, she swiped through.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a nice
connecting
little.
Connecting a little more.
Just interacting, engaging at some point. Because social media, that was the whole point. It
yeah,
was
that's
like
why
supposed
it
to be
started.
Social.
Yeah.
And now it's like
that's
this
so
weird,
true.
Like billboard thing that we're all just like looking and, oh, I saw that. Everyone says, I saw that. Yeah. Oh, wow. And I'm like, I didn't know you saw that. You didn't say anything. You saw that I lost my job and you didn't say anything. Like shit like that, where you're like, oh. Yeah.
I've also noticed
it's
a lot
weird.
Of people, like so many people, especially friends, will DM me about a post but won't publicly write.
Yeah, that's weird too.
Like we're all like
everyone's
trying to be too
shy
cool.
We're
trying,
something.
I don't think it's shy.
It's too
I
cool.
think we're
you're
all
right.
trying to be, we're there's too much. So then you're like, I just can't respond to everything. But yeah, let's be more intentional with social media. I love that.
And I'm sure you get a lot of DMs like this too. People are like, oh, I never really reply or comment, but this one I wanted to. And I'm like,
reply.
I wish that you would.
Comment.
Even if it's just like, love it.
Yeah.
Loves it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't say
like
hates
that.
It, but a little loves it.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep negative opinions out, but like positive stuff.
No,
share
it's
it.
Just specifically for hyping.
Yes.
And like observations of neutral to good.
Yeah. My next thing is napping.
Yeah, naps fucking rock.
Naps are underrated. They're great. Yep.
My next is being curious before I am judgy.
Yeah, I love that.
If I feel judgmental towards someone, I'm very quickly this year going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be curious about it instead. Mm-hmm. Like if I think someone, if I'm like, oh, you're being like a weird, you're being weird. I don't
you're
like this
weird.
Weird hobby of yours or something.
Yeah.
You're so weird for having this hobby.
Yeah.
I'd rather be like, why do you like that hobby? Like jujitsu. I don't know anything about jujitsu, right? I'm like, to me, gross, sweaty. Everyone's smushing on each other.
Yeah.
I'd rather be like, what do you love about it?
Yeah. And also just because it's not right for you doesn't mean it's not right for someone else.
Totally.
Yeah.
So less judgy, more curious.
I love that. My last one is couple, roommate, et cetera, whoever it is in your life, weekly or monthly check-ins.
Vibes.
Like, let's not build resentment. Let's talk about shit and let's compliment each other and let's talk about like how to have a better flow.
Yep.
Yeah. Those are all my ins.
My last one is unsubscribing.
Oh,
I'm in the era of like not just opening my email anymore and being like delete, 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 delete. I'm not going to kick the can down the road anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I don't want this anymore. And if I'm on social media and I'm so sick of seeing one person's shit, I'm going to unfollow.
Yeah, why?
I'm going to not follow this company anymore just because I thought I liked their branding one time. It's like, yeah. I need less.
Yeah.
I need to curate what I'm looking at.
And that way it'll be more intentional and you can hype the things up you care about.
100%.
Are those all your ins?
Those are the ins.
Ready for the outs?
I don't have that perfectly
long of a list of outs.
We can just like rattle more. Yeah. How's that?
Go ahead.
Okay. My first out is unexplained voice memos over 10 seconds. Don't send me a voice memo you're not giving me context on. And I'm starting over. If you send me a voice memo, it can only be 10 seconds or under. If you're sending me a longer voice memo, text me what's happening in this voice memo.
This crazy thing happened. I was on a date. I have to share this with you. I'm going to send you a voice memo.
Yes. Not urgent. Just saying hi. Blabbling. Go.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell me. I don't like
seeing. Give me a little synopsis.
You can't always open a voice memo.
But you know that you can read the voice memos now?
I know. I just feel like that's work.
I still
work.
Want a little. Yeah, I still have to, like, it's still a whole thing.
I'm just not a voice memo girl unless I'm in an active chat and we're like, that was a funny noise I made out loud. And then you do it back like that.
And they're like quick little things.
Unless they're 10 seconds and under. Then they're 10
seconds under. Okay. My first out is my depression. She's out.
She's gone?
She's out.
Where's she going?
I don't know. But
Barbados.
I'm kicking her to the street. How? No, she can't get like a nice vacation.
She probably deserves it, babe.
Sure.
Why is she? Why is she out this year?
Because I don't like her.
Okay.
She's not nice and she ruins my life many times a month.
Yeah.
And I'm happy now.
Okay.
Like I'm obviously need to take the steps to make it happen, but I am, and she's gone.
Okay.
Or she will be.
Won't miss her.
No.
Shots are out. I'm not taking shots.
Gone.
I feel like I've been really good this last like 5 months-ish. Mm. Like when we're out and people take shots, I'm like, I'm not doing that. You get peer pressure.
I have this fear that the people who think I'm this like very fun, exciting, like always down for a good time person will be bummed to know that like most of the time I'm very chill or depressed. Like I get nervous about that. I have a complex about it of like you only want this one side of me.
Yeah.
And that's something that I need to work through. But yeah, I don't like to say no. But
so you just think shots are a signal of like fun, crazy, spontaneity.
In a way, yeah. Especially if it's a big group, it's so easy. But if it's a smaller group and people like when we did those Irish car bombs at the bar, I'm like, I didn't want that. But it was like you had already said no. And then I was like, I can't just let like two other people do it. And that was silly. I didn't need to do it.
I'm just, they're never good. They always make me feel sick. The only time a shot is appropriate is if like you really quickly need to get drunk for like a something. Which is just.
No, I don't ever need to do that.
We don't need to do that.
Yeah.
So shots are out for me.
On your same note, this might come to a shock to many. Espresso martinis.
Yeah. I've seen that on a lot of out lists.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We're all feeling it. Okay. So maybe you guys will agree.
They're gone.
It doesn't make sense to have espresso that late at night.
Up or downer moment.
And normally if I'm having an espresso martini, it's like I've already had drinks and now I'm like, oh my God, should we do an espresso martini? And then it like wakes me up. I think I should have more. It's never good.
Yeah.
They're delicious. But I might try to make like
decaf
non-alcoholic espresso martinis.
Just have a coffee, baby.
But it's like they
have a nice different. Coffee in a little cup.
Yeah, we do that.
And drink it like a shot.
We do that most nights.
Yeah.
Okay.
My bad posture, out.
Aww.
She's gone. I'm sick of it.
She's out of here.
She makes me feel bad about myself.
Oh, baby.
She does. I don't like it. And the worst part is that it makes me feel... I mean, the worst part is that it makes me feel bad about myself. But I feel like it compounds. When I have bad posture... I feel more like closed and then I see myself and then it makes me feel sadder and then I close up more and then I just feel closey. Yeah. So I just want to
closey.
Yeah. And then I think too, like getting some of my weight loss in order is going to make me feel better and it's going to be easier for me to carry myself because right now, and I need like stronger shoulders and stuff. So I got to work that out. But my bad posture is out.
She's out of here. Being on my phone first thing in the morning.
100%.
First thing at night. I might even start charging my phone. Yeah. First thing at night. That doesn't make any sense. Last thing at night. I might start putting my phone in my office.
I'm 100% down if you want to try.
Yeah. It's like, I don't need to do that. I can read. I can, if I wake up and like want to do something, get out of bed. Go yep. get the phone then if you need to. Like, go be in a different room. Have my coffee and scroll.
Let's try
it. And I think that'll really help with not the, like, doom scrolling and the intentional scrolling and interacting.
Yeah.
Because I want to do it when I'm, like, walking on a treadmill. Or don't make fun of the way I said that. Saw it in her fucking
no,
head.
No, no.
Treadmill. Is that it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'm in. Designer anything. Designer stuff is so stupid. It's over.
I don't care. It's about over. It. Yeah.
It's a waste of money. And I mean, I never buy it anyways, but now I'm like. Now it's not even.
Turned on by it.
I wasn't even.
But you're not like even noting.
This one's for everyone.
Yeah.
This one's not for me. This is for all of us.
I did start this with we're not telling others what.
This one is the only one that's for us. This one's for you. Designer stuff's done. It's so dumb.
This is kind of like lame and generic, but self-doubt. I'm like, stop telling yourself that you can't do stuff or like you're not good enough. Like any of it. I don't want to say it right now. Like, what the fuck? Why am I being mean to me?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like other people can be mean. They're already mean. Like why? What? Yeah. Why are we mean to ourselves?
You're you. It's
That's
like, why?
So silly.
It's a
And if you don't
precedent.
Like you, like, fix it. Yeah. But don't. You're not going to fix it by bullying yourself. Ew.
Good one. Out shitting on straight people. I'm so. I don't like it.
Okay, I'll work on
it. I really don't like it. I have some of our favorite people in our entire life are straight.
You know, I get that. But I think it was. It's kind of like you bully people because, like, you're hurting. I think whenever. You've been shit on by like
straight culture straight
people. No, like the world has told us that you're wrong. Like being gay, you go through a lot that I think in a way it's like nice to be like, we're cooler. We have this. It's like it's easier to shit on people. But you're right.
I just think it's a really weird form of like. Hatred that the gay community has accepted as like, oh, this is so funny.
Yeah, it's
that we're gay and you're straight and we only like gay people. I'm like, it's just lame.
Yeah, it's weird. We don't need more separation in this world.
It's just not who we are as a community.
Yeah,
and
I feel
like it's stupid.
And we've started to put so many stipulations on like, but not these straights and not this person. It's like,
I'm over it.
Maybe let's just call out the bad people.
It has nothing to do with sexuality.
Yeah, you're right. Why are we shitting on people's sexuality when we don't want people judging for that?
Like being like, oh, you look like a straight girl right now. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I just think it's out. That's
okay. Okay, I can get on board. Hangovers. I'm never gonna be hungover again. I lose so much productivity and I get so anxious and depressed and I hate myself and everybody and I'm never gonna be hungover again.
Good deal. No depressed, no hangovers.
No.
Big year for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna be thriving.
I'm done procrastinating. It's so easy to do stuff. This goes with my three minute sprint. It's so easy to do. And then when things pile up, then it feels even worse. But if you would have just done it in the first place, then it isn't a thing.
Yeah. Did you know that Nike's slogan actually started talking about chores? I tried so hard not to sleep.
I love you. That was really special. I know that was for me.
Yeah, it was just for you. Oat milk. I'm sorry.
Gone.
I think this goes in line with espresso martinis. It's going to hurt people. I love oat milk. She's out. She's not that good for you. Almond milk in, oat milk out.
Love it. Junk drawers.
Oh, thank God.
I don't like opening a drawer and just being like, what the fuck?
Baby, that is progress. Because when we moved into this house, you said, all I ask is that there can be one junk drawer.
Well, okay, wait. I will say, let me back up.
Shit.
One junk drawer is very nostalgic to me.
It's also
I
want to
open a
safe.
Drawer and see a takeout menu, a box of matches.
That's
a
not
pen,
a junk drawer,
but not organized. I'd like it to be a little wiggly.
Okay. My follow up with this is that once a month, that drawer gets cleaned.
Sure,
because it becomes a catch all for things that you don't want to put where they're supposed to be. So once a month, you just go through it, and the junk drawer gets a little less junky.
I can be fine with that. Okay. I more so just mean out is all the drawers being junk drawers.
Yeah.
It's more so what I mean.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Legree Pilates.
Never heard of it.
It's like the reformer machine. Like it's the Pilates that most people are talking about when
reformer.
They're talking about Pilates. And it's like a specific machine.
Okay.
I don't know how to clarify.
But you know it's out.
Well, we've done it.
Okay.
It's out for me, not for everybody else. It is so hard.
Yeah. It's just not even productive.
It's not sustainable. Every time I've done it, all the longest I did was like a couple months. And sure, was I fit? Maybe.
It really does.
But I was miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I love a hard workout. I love boxing. I love Pilates in general.
Yeah.
Even a run. Mm-hmm. I'm not against a run.
Even a run.
I'm not against, like, pushing yourself. But there's something about that workout.
It's like waterboarding.
And I never feel like I get better. Yeah. It's, and I always feel like everyone's judgy.
Yeah.
The instructor, the other people in the class.
Yeah.
I know that it's not for me and I've wanted to become that person. I'd rather do like other Pilates because I do like Pilates, but I don't want to get on that machine and like be on the verge of tears.
And then like it slips and it's like, boom, and it makes
I'm so
noise.
Scared to fall. I'm so scared to fall. It's out. She's out for me.
She's gone. Keeping stuff with holes out, like socks, undies, shit that has any hole. I'm like, I'm not keeping this. This is $2. I'm not keeping this.
Yeah, and you have like 80 other pairs of socks.
Yeah.
Get a new pair if you need it.
Go ahead.
My last one is unsolicited opinions, telling people your opinion. I just keep it to yourself. I think that we've gotten in this weird kind of social acceptance because of TikTok that like someone will be posting something completely unrelated or like sharing something they love, sharing their skincare routine. And everyone's like, hey, actually, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Did they fucking ask you?
Yeah. No. If people ask, go for it. If they don't.
And I want to create that culture where we can ask. I saw there was a post about something that happened in a football game and people were saying like this guy was genius for doing it. He like stepped out of bounds on the kick to stop the ball because then technically it was out of bounds and it comes out to the 40. And somebody asked like clarifying question like why was this legal? How to, like what is smart about this? Explain. And like 10 of the comments were, if you don't understand football, just say that. Like coming at this person who was trying to learn.
That's so lame.
Yeah. The internet's such a cool place where we can learn information quickly.
Yeah.
That shitting on people, it's out. Not it's out. Stop. Well, behind.
I'm going to run through my last ones then.
Do it.
Ordering food, out.
Oh, yeah. I had that too. I forgot to say it. Really? Out. She's out.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that anymore. Yeah, it's honestly gross. Thinking about my food in someone else's car, too. Gross.
Yeah, ew. She's gone.
Sitting, out.
Out.
I'm going to start watching shows standing every once in a while.
Wow.
Not Napping always.
Napping in, sitting, out. We're on all over.
I just don't want to be sat or laid often.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I'm down to lay. I love a little lie down.
I just think you should stand more. We, as a people.
Yeah, don't say you.
Sorry, no.
This is your list, bitch.
I meant we. Next, comparison without thinking why.
Yes.
If I compare myself to someone or something or whatever, I'm not just going to let myself be like, I'm going to be like, what am I feeling and why? Like I have to dig in.
Yeah.
Love it. Hogging the conversation, out.
Out.
This is for everyone else. This isn't a me thing. This is for everybody else.
I was like, is this?
I've been in a lot of group situations recently and I'm like, people that just talk.
Yeah.
And run and don't stop and try to bring people in. I'm like, that's so out.
Yeah. This
it's
is
not cute.
A team effort.
It's not cute.
Bring it together.
Assuming is out.
Makes an ass out of you and me.
100%. I'm over it. You should always ask for clarification.
Full disclosure, the video stopped recording. So I made Darren re-say that and we tried to both say all the time. We are so bad at acting.
Okay.
Anyways, asking for clarification. I love that.
Yeah. Just being, instead being of being like, I just assumed just be like,
stupid.
Hey, can I make sure I'm on the same page? Get alignment.
Yes.
So easy.
Easy.
My last three outs. Out, skipping brushing my teeth at night. When I'm tired sometimes, I don't want to brush my teeth. If like we fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Brush your goddamn teeth.
I can brush my teeth twice a week.
Yeah.
Twice a day.
That was horrifying.
My next out, saying the F word often.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen some clips of me lately.
Me too.
Where I'm dropping it. And sometimes it helps.
I don't remember saying it.
Sometimes it doesn't. It's too in.
Use it for emphasis, not just common.
Yeah. It's fucking weird.
So fucking weird.
I'm done with that. My last out is the Spotify new release playlist.
Oh, it's horrible.
I'm so sick of looking at that.
You are paying to be on that. It's never good.
Every time I listen to it, I'm like, I don't like this. Or the release radar.
Yeah.
I'm like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be for me. Yeah. It doesn't feel right.
Oh, you know what's back in for me on that?
Yeah, hit it.
Making my Spotify playlist again. I used to love doing it, taking like an hour out of my week and or month even. I used to do monthly playlists. And I loved it. And that's when I was like really consuming music. Back in for me. Loved our lists.
Ins and outs.
Dope.
Tell us your ins and outs.
Yeah, let us know. If you disagree with ours, I will let you share your opinions. I am asking for them this time.
I will let you open your mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to let you open your mouth this time. This time only.
One time only, so take it. we don't have a story.
Oh, we don't?
No. I didn't do it.
That's all right. We're out of time anyway.
I can make one up.
Tell me a story, baby. Do you have a story? Do you have anything that you like?
Like a juicy goss? Yeah.
Any goss you've never shared with the peeps? Oh my God, wait. You know what I want to end this on? I want to put this out there. I want to put the feelers out to the PPs because I know it's like a little too late to be changing y'all's names. But we are rebranding, so it might be the perfect time when we do the rebrand. We were driving Palm Springs. I don't know. And Taryn was like, this might sound crazy, but I want to change PPs.
No, I said we could change PPs. And then there was a name, but I don't remember what it was. Do you?
I forget.
You came at this without remembering?
It was your idea. It was your idea and it was so good.
Baby.
Are you serious?
It was really good. I thought you would remember. I thought you would clearly
I don't remember anything ever.
Your memory has to be better than mine because mine's bad. We're just going to be like at the old folks home with Alzheimer's.
Sleepers or no, that's so.
Oh, fuck.
I can't believe.
Peepees it is. Never mind, guys. No. We'll see you next
week. We were never going to get rid of peepees, but we were going to add an option. That's what I said. I said we should add a secondary option.
Well, a lot of people didn't like peepees and we've all just adopted it because like none of us. Some of us, but most of us don't identify as pillow princess, which is why I thought it was funny.
But you could be a passenger princess. You can be a poopy princess. It doesn't, honestly, peepee to me never doesn't mean anything anymore.
It's absolutely just a sound.
It's like its own little letter.
Yeah. It's like a little peepee. Well, anyways, you had a fabulous idea.
You guys, you would have wanted to be called it so bad.
When you started saying about changing it, I was like, in my head, I was already writing it off. I was assuming I wasn't going to like it. I was like, no, can't change it. It's too late. And then you said it. And I was like, we have to.
Uppers? Was it uppers?
It was something like that. Because I know we were talking about like uppers and downers. But then like that's too like drug coded.
No, but I think it was uppers. Like staying up.
No, because I don't. Maybe I liked it more originally. I don't know. We got to go.
Whatever. happy January 8th.
Was it Christmas?
And I hope that you all, 8th or 9th or 10th, whenever this is, that you get this. We love you. Thank you for coming to another episode of Staying Up and hanging out with us at this cutie little sleepover. We have great things coming.
So good. I don't know what, but I'm sure they're great.
A lot of things are going out. A lot of things are going in.
Energy. There's just energy flowing, baby. What did I do this morning that had you cracking up?
Oh, you were going...
Oh yeah, we were cuddling in bed and
it got me again.
I don't know what we were like dancing to something and then I just kept going ooh behind my back and you were laughing like a little baby who just discovered laughing. It was the most precious thing and I did it like 10 times. You know when like a kid you keep being like peekaboo and they're dying laughing. You're like, when are you gonna get sick of this? Like it's not that funny.
It was so cute.
You were laughing over and over and. Oh my God, it was adorable.
I think it's because you were just being so silly. And like,
you love when I'm silly in the morning or at night. I love it.
I love it.
Love
it. Love that.
All right, guys. Sweet dreams. We love you.
Love
it. See you next week.
Love it.
Loves it.
Loves it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's in. Saying loves it is in.
No, out.
In.
Out.
Loves it.
Out.
I loves it.